did.
You ever say done did?
No.
And you tell someone, you say, if the corn seemed a little short this year, you say, it's not as tall as it
was last year.
Or is
it? Or it has been, or is it was a year or two ago, or?
Okay. And you tell someone in a dangerous situation, a person, what, careful.
Be very careful.
Uh-huh.
This is very dangerous.
What? Be very careful.
You must be very careful.
Okay.
Or you should be very careful.
What's another way of saying should?
You'd better be very careful.
And a child might say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you.
I bet you won't.
Do you ever say, that's a for dare to go?
No. No, you're going. That. You're going to have to get back a generation or two to get that. No.
Do you ever use the word dare?
Not unless you said, I dare you to do something. No.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, that would be, you know, or will you take a dare or like that. But it's the only way I've ever
not
heard it used.
Like you dare not do it. No. You tell a child, you're not doing what to do.
We're told to do.
Or
you should do.
Or. What about using the word ought? You say
ought, yeah. Yeah, sometimes you'd say, you're not doing what you ought to do.
And if a child got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or he used the word ought.
Ought to have done? Not very often there.
No.
Not you would, I wouldn't use ought there.
No, if someone did something, say if he got a whipping, you say, he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Or he, using the word ought. He did something
he ought not to have done. No, I wouldn't say ought not to have done. That's too awkward to come out without. Shouldn't is so much easier, you know, just say he did something he shouldn't have done.
And say if you were doing something that was hard work and all the time you were working, a friend was just standing around watching you, he's not offering to help. When you get through working, you might tell your friend, instead of standing there, you know, you might
offer to help, or you might help me.
Or you've already finished working, you say you might have
helped me. You could have, you know, you could have helped me instead of just standing there.
And say if I ask you if you'll be able to do something next week, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
might be able to.
What about I might could do it? How does that sound? Might could do it.
It sounds, encumbered. I mean, that's just a word you don't need to use there. It's in the way, you know, and you cut it down a little bit.
It sounds too awkward.
It's just not necessary. You shorten it a little bit.
And you say, that would be a hard mountain to
climb.
But last year my neighbor
climbed it.
But I have never
climbed it.
And you throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
And I threw it and he
caught it.
I've been fishing, but I haven't
caught any fish.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
Well, it's a hoot owl. That's the only kind of owl I know. Now, are you talking about whippoorwills? They aren't owls.
What's a small owl called?
Let's see. There's a horned owl.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a hoot owl.
There's one that makes a real scary noise, like around the
screech owl. Yeah.
Do they have those around here?
Yeah, they sure do.
Do you ever hear any superstitions about owls?
No, not really. I don't know of any. We liked them because they caught rats and they caught bats and things like that.
What's the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Do you ever hear another name for them?
Well, let's see. They call him red-headed woodpecker, or that's all. Woodpecker.
What's the big one called?
Woodpecker, I guess.
Did you ever hear the Lord God?
No.
What about peckerwood?